Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today we're going to talk about a bunch of different things. I was talking to a friend of mine and she told me to go over some things because apparently people are not getting certain things or they need to hear it again. So I'll go over some of the things that we were talking about. I had so many people call me up this week from different parts of Canada and all over, even down Australia. And what's going on down in Australia, I mean, it's just uncanny. But I expect something like that to come back to Canada. Already we have an airplane that's flown, killed in Canadians. And it seems like the directed energy weapons have been used on Australia. And there's all kinds of evidence of it. There's some guy named Egan. What a ding-dong. I cannot believe this goof. I was listening to him. I listened to him for about 10 minutes. I had to turn him off because I realized that this guy was either disinforming the general population or didn't really know what he was talking about or just full of bullshit, you know. When it came to the directed energy, everything that I saw going on in the assault of Australia, it was the same thing that went on at Fort McMurray in Canada. It's the same thing that went on in Paradise, California. Now it's in Australia. And who knows where it's going next. I was watching something else about the weather warfare. And it was interesting because they come right out in that same video and they're showing you how they're causing the flooding. Now think about this for 1 minute. They're showing a triangulated airplane that can go in stealth mode where you can't see it. 1 minute it's there firing its directed energy blast, it's a drone. And the next minute it disappears, completely stealth. And J-Tuck on his video with AI is Killing Us is showing you how they use different types of stealth. And one of the stealth modes they use is they take a camera, and they film above the airplane. So whatever's above the airplane is now being faced below. In one of the Spider-Man shows, he was fighting. I forget who the hell he was fighting. But he was the Avengers twin jet had some sort of armament from the Avengers headquarters. Anyway, it went into a stealth mode. And what it did was it took cameras were photographing all the different structures below and it was reflecting from the bottom. So when you looked up, all you saw was the lights of the metropolitan area. So this is some of the stealth technology that they're using to cover up. But they were showing you here about the flooding, how they're creating water, vapor, to target areas for hydration and agriculture. So you hear about stories about how all of a sudden California got flooded and Texas got flooded and Florida got flooded and, some parts in India got flooded and China got flooded. And they're showing you that they're having these devices that are elevating the moisture from the oceans and then in a direct pattern with the frequencies, magnetic pulses, are able to push that moisture anywhere they want to put it. They were in South Africa or somewhere and they were talking about using that technology in an area where they had heavy drought. Now think about this for a minute, just for one quick minute. We know that they can target selected areas and blast out whatever with the directed energy weapons. We know they can set major land masses on fire without damaging the ecosystem. Or they could literally, because of the heavy aluminum on the ground, and aluminum is highly flammable, you could set a fire anywhere you want And it's almost impossible to put out through conventional means unless you have enough water or high explosives to snuff out the oxygen so that the flames can't burn. Now, they've lost over a million species in Australia of animals. Now, think about this. I want Canadians and Americans especially to think about this. What is the one set of landmass that is in North America, and it's in other parts of the world, and the Aborigines are in Australia, so now you know, you got to think of reservations in Australia, which they may not call reservations, but anyway, think about the Aborigines down there. What landmass in Canada and the United States has a huge, huge amount of landmass and land ownership that is sitting on pristine land and resources but cannot be accessed because of treaties that were signed in the past? That would be your native population. So all it would take is to fire a directed energy weapon and then flood the area, and you'd wipe everything out you wanted to wipe out. Imagine what you could do with that militarily. You could literally cook the country to death. You could wipe out their crop. Then you can turn around and flood the area and wipe out the structures that are there. All in one swoop, and everybody would think it's an act of God. God did this, it's an act of God. This is the reality. Australia is another prototype right in front of our eyes. California and all these states along the West Coast are being flooded. Again, this is another prototype right in front of our eyes. This has been going on since way back in the days of Indonesia, where they were firing tsunami frequencies in the water to create the tsunamis that they were creating. I believe Japan was also hit with one of those devices that created that tsunami. You know, and then we're worried about Fukushima. Fuka. What a Fuka pile of bullshit about the whole radiation thing in Fukushima. I still can't believe how gullible people are on that fact alone. Didn't go airborne. Went straight down. Heavy water doesn't float. I'm trying to figure out how people can conclude what they do sometimes. I look at all this. I've seen military advisors and whatnot looking at this. So there's no way that this could have traversed 8,700 miles across a torrential Pacific Ocean with jet streams to make it from Japan to the West Coast. Not happening. And seeing that they dumped all kinds of iron along the West Coast and then fired a frequency that caused the oceans, the fish in the ocean, to choke up because of the iron oxide. Nobody pays attention to that either. So nobody's really paying attention to really taking a walk on the wild side on what's going on environmentally. No one's paying attention. They want to put another 60,000 satellites up in space. Why would they do that? I don't believe they're getting past the Van Allen belt. I'm still one of those old school thinkers that there's no way they could have passed. But I'm sure they can put satellites up there. With the frequency technology today, it wouldn't be very difficult to keep them up there and keep them going. Using the Earth's magnetic field alone would be enough to keep them, to give them an anti-gravity technology to keep them afloat. So when we're looking at everything and we're seeing the very core of our foundations being shaken and rattled because the dynamics of life are changing, and they're changing rapidly. You millennials that are listening need to give this video to millennials who may need to listen. The generation of millennials coming up today are going to be completely bamboozled, brainwashed, and full of stupidity that the educational system is going to program. Between the programming from the radio and the programming from the media, they're going to be completely inundated and sucked in to the current status of what's going on. When I watched the Golden Globe Awards little skit that Ricky Gervais did, somebody did a breakdown of what was going on, and it kind of gave me a different perspective on some of the things. Ricky Gervais was part of that whole elite entertainment to get everybody in the media to pay attention to these occultic theatrical entities that are entertaining the general population. I looked at some of the people that they were showing in the photograph, and good God, I thought these people are all possessed with some sort of demonic. You could see it. Anybody could see it. But the thing is this, if you are gullible enough to listen to a Hollywood celebrity lecture you about the earth, about saving the earth, about climate change, about eating your tofu, being a vegan, you are listening to the most idiotic bunch of people that ever walked on 2 feet. Majority of them are not that educated. They're programmed just like most of you. They know the program, they know how to follow the program, and you are listening to people who are paid to lie. They're paid to deceive, they're paid to manipulate. When you watch a celebrity movie star and you're watching them doing their little drama, their little skit, their little whatever, they're there to suck you into that world to not only entertain you, but to again integrate into you the themes and the ideas that they want to convey to your brain. This is part of the programming, part of the voice of skull technology through television. Teleporting through your vision the program they want you to see. Celebrities are not an authority. They don't have enough authority to tie their own shoe with Velcro. That's how stupid they are. They're good at following directions, they're good at being good little robots, and they're good at displaying to you the unreality and the fiction they want you to believe. Instead of looking at the hardcore reality about the whole concept of veganism and how ridiculously stupid it is, I was watching a young guy talking about it, and basically he was saying the same thing I've been saying for a long time, but he even took it to another level deeper. Every athlete that has been propagating the vegan diet, got on the vegan diet, shortly they got on the vegan diet, had to retire from the athletic sports they were playing. The injuries would not heal, they could not recover, and they could no longer perform at the adequate levels that they were performing before they adapted that lifestyle. That is a fact. You'll hear a lot of these athletes that are being paid to say whatever they're saying about this lifestyle, but in the reality, in the real scope of the real world, it doesn't work. One guy's a big powerlifter, says, well, this is what, this is the... He said, they asked him about cows and, you know, eating, if he ate meat or any kind of dairy. He says, well, do cows eat any kind of meat? Sure, cows eat meat. Saw a video where a cow ate a chicken. Little baby chick came along, whoop, he ate it. There was a mouse, he would eat it. There are no pure vegans in the animal kingdom either. They will all eat some form of meat, whether it be bugs, birds, rats, mice, whatever. I saw a giraffe eating a mouse. A mouse walked by, he bent over, he ate, got it between his teeth, 2 bites, he ate dinner. The perspective of that concept and all about earth and diet and blah, 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 it's such bullshit. And anybody who stays on that diet long enough, you can see them looking like somebody from a third world country in Africa or India that doesn't get enough food to eat. They look exactly like that. And he was showing how this one family believed that the children should be vegan, and the bone structure wasn't even developing properly. And showing the child eat nothing but fruit and vegetables, and was throwing away the fruit. Imagine all the nano they're consuming. Oh, be a vegan, yeah. Get the nano poison going, yeah. Let me show you what they're doing to vegans and to those people in the health food industry. A friend of mine called me up and said she had got tested for metal poisoning. And one of the metals she got tested was for thallium. I said, well, how in the hell did you get exposed to thallium? Besides, we were looking it up. Did you know that the two foods that the health food industry propagates the most has high levels of thallium in it? Kale and almonds. Imagine all that almond milk you're drinking. Oh yeah, get that almond. Don't drink dairy. Oh no, don't do dairy. No. Dairy is evil. Go have some tofu. Go have some rice milk. Go have some almond milk. Almond milk has got thallium in it. Yeah, get it into ya. Oh yeah, you gotta protect your breasts. Sorry. You gotta protect your breasts. Oh yeah, get your kale in there. It's anti-cancer loaded with thallium. Imagine that, eh? Woohoo! Now, before a lot of you panic, have a fit, there is an antidote to removing thallium. It's called Prussian Blue, and the link will be in the show. So any of you who've been eating a lot of kale and a lot of almond milk, thinking that you've been doing a healthy thing, I have been telling you guys for years and years and years, this health food industry is full of shit. End of story. It is no longer the industry it once was. 40 years ago, you had something that had some substantiate. Today, you got some of the goofiest guru and the goofiest guru doctors that ever walked on 2 feet in this industry, propagating all kinds of bullshit, because they know bloody well that if you follow their recommendation, you are going to break down, buy their shit, make them rich, and you stay sick. Nothing has changed. The medical industry has not cured anything in over 60 years. Zero. Nada. Nothing. Gone. And they are got all these people in all this high authority giving you all kinds of research, and yet not one of them are dealing with the causes of the health issues, which I am claiming that is all tied to biometric or nanobiotech poisoning. It's been going on for quite some time. It's been modified. It has been made more efficient. We have called it all kinds of things, from Morgellons to Lyme to all kinds of bullshit. And nobody is dealing with this issue. And I'll tell you why. Because if they deal with this issue, they are done as an alternative medium that's out there propagating bullshit. They are done at this point selling the products, because if they were truly having any integrity, they would have to yank all these products that they're selling in the health food off the shelf, just so that you would not be afflicted or exposed to these components. That will never happen. That will never happen. All these green products you're buying in the can, in the powder. I saw these vegans say, oh yeah, this is really good stuff. It stirs really well and it tastes really good. You should get this in you, because you're going to get the equivalent of about 10 different vegetables in one little glass of water. Imagine the amount of nano you're going to get. Woohoo! This is a $200 trillion a year industry these days. It went from 2.7 to 200 trillion in a matter of years. And they don't care about you. They don't care about your environmental beliefs. They don't care about you saving Mother Earth or Gaia or whatever, however way you want to entitle the planet. They don't care. We're watching the end result of environmental damage being done to Australia. They're wiping out huge areas of landmass because this is going to be a land grab for the government. And now they're going to be able to sell it to the Chinese or to the East Indians or to where, or the Americans or whoever's got money to come in and buy and pay top dollar for the land that they have now scorched so they can rebuild and renovate that whole area to make it more of whatever. And in the end, the environment is going to lose. They don't care. And they will use nanotechnology and AI technology and satellite technology and frequencies to inundate that area. I remember a time where Australia was so strict on what came into the country, same as New Zealand, because they were so worried about the environmental changes of bringing in certain components into the country. If you brought certain animals, certain foods, whatever, they were not allowed in the country because they could cause an environmental imbalance. Now, it doesn't matter. We can wipe out the whole environment, wipe out all the animals. We won't have to worry about affecting them. Now we can bring in whatever we want to bring in, and it's a-okay. You know, this is the reality. This is the hardcore reality of what we're dealing with today. And this is not just going to affect Australia. Oh, no. See, that nano, when they did it, and I've said this before, they didn't give a shit. They dumped it in the atmosphere. They dumped it on the ground. It is now creating some sort of conductivity and some sort of energy field between the air and the sky and the earth. It will not take much to fire an energy weapon on anywhere they want to ignite a catastrophe. And now it doesn't take much to ignite another catastrophe by flooding. This control of the weather and controlling the environment with nanobio technology or nanobio material, engineered nanoparticles, is extremely, extremely dangerous. And there's absolutely no frickin' regulation on this whatsoever. Zero. They have been dumping ultrafine particles, angstrom particles, monatomic particles, nanoparticles in the atmosphere for decades. All the health issues that we're incurring today is a direct result of this saturation, this buildup, this accumulation, and then this activation through frequencies. And now these nanoparticles are actually programmable. We are dealing with a synthetic or artificial life form. You are not going to deal with this using the old conventional methods that we used to use 50, 60 years ago. We have to use a different combination of different things in order to pull this stuff out. Only way. Can't use just a chelating agent because this thing can adapt. You may chelate some of the loose particles, but it'll just adjust and continue to its assemblage. You can break down biofilm by taking certain things like borax and trisodium phosphate and whatnot, but again, until you deactivate this program, it will continue to assemble inside of you. That is a fact. It's not a lime, it's not more gallons, it's not some sort of hocus pocus, it's some newfangled bangle, jangle, it's what it is. But you'll never hear anybody say it or call it out on it, because if you do, you'll see all these research papers that I'm putting out there, I would suggest you download them and put them in a separate database off your computer, because mark my words, this information will sooner or later be removed from the computers and nobody will be able to find anything. It's very difficult today to find any real pertinent information because they have muddied the waters so badly, and because this is a super, super economic money maker, everybody's using it, and the excuse is, we're running out of resources. So we have to come up with something innovative that can now, help us sustain the life of 7 billion people on the planet, soon to be 9 billion. That's what they're telling us. But the truth of the matter is, the population is not growing. It's going the other way. There's only one country that I've heard of that has any real population growth, and that's the United States. Every other country, the populations are going down, and in some countries, most of them actually, have an unsustainable ability to sustain their cultural identity because they're not producing enough babies. Just about all of Europe is shot. There's no recovering Europe. It's pretty well a done deal. Whatever is left of Europe will be something else. Perhaps it will be all these invading cultures that are coming in, which are being brought in by the governments. Hopefully they will adjust and adapt to culture and maintain that, but that's not going to happen. Once the Germans are gone, there will be no more Germany. Once the French are gone, there will be no more France. Once the English are gone, there will be no more English. Once the United Kingdom is gone, there will be no United Kingdom or Spain or Portugal. Once that population reaches that apex and it's down the toilet, you're pretty much, you know, a lost country. Even Canada's not producing enough children. You know, we're producing something less than 1.5, 1.4. And so we have an immigration policy. We're bringing people in. And we don't care what they are. We don't care. We don't care. If you're a thug, come on in. Come on in. If you're a, you know, hoodlum, come on in. Oh, you're a skilled trades, you can't come. What, you're European? Oh, no, you can't come either. You're too much education, can't come in. And besides, you speak English. Oh, wait, you speak French? No, you can't come in either. Too educated. You won't work for $5 an hour, they will. That's the way it is, that's how it is, you know, and there's no, this is what they're going to settle for. See, the thing is, in today's time, everybody's waking up, everybody's educating themselves, everybody's educating other people, everybody's sharing information. And when I'm looking at what's going on today and seeing how things are happening and what's going on, being in the alternatives and regarding to health and other things now, it has opened my mind or opened my eyes to things I never would have imagined, in all honesty. I could not have imagined that the depravity and the level of malevolence, the level of evil that is here today, is existing on this level. I never would have imagined that there would have been an assault on anybody who is European or European descent. Never would have imagined that. I would never have imagined that they would have used racial assault by pitting cultures against each other in order to keep everybody divided, conquered, and if you happen to be a victim of that consequence, oh well, c'est la vie. You know, I could never have imagined that they would have used a vaccination program to identify everybody. ID 2020, it's on the site. Go look it up. Okay, I've said this for quite some time, that the vaccines were nothing more than a front to implant a chip inside of everybody's body so that you could be more easily identified, more easily tracked, and more easily hunted. Imagine. Think about this scenario, just a concept here. Okay, we know we have energy-directed weapons. We're seeing them going on in Australia right now. They're burning the hell out of that country. But what if you had an ID chip implanted inside your body? And you had some land somewhere that was relatively high-end value. And your land got destroyed. And let's say there was 100 houses in the area you lived, and those houses were all worth $1 million. This is just a scenario I'm presenting here. Now you got 100 houses worth $1 million each. It's $100 million. They've been completely destroyed. The insurance companies now have to put out $100 million to pay off the owners of these homes. What would be cheaper to do? Pay off each person $1 million per home, or identify the people that have these tracking devices and send out some kind of technology that can take them out? Oh, so-and-so died of a heart attack. Oh, so-and-so died of diabetes. Oh, so-and-so had an accident. Oh, so-and-so died of an autoimmune disorder. Oh, so-and-so died of a brain tumor. Oh, so You know, I mean, these are the bullshit things that we hear all the time. Oh, so-and-so died of. Or better yet, we have a tracker ID 2020, and you happen to, again, be is another scenario where, let's say, you had a big business and you were in the business sector of the community, and those businesses were worth millions of dollars. Same thing. Now, instead of sending a swarm or sending some sort of killer bot after you, we just fire frequency. We can now tune in because we have your ID number, we have your DNA beaming. Gazing, gazang, gaboom. You know, oh, so-and-so jumped out of a window. Oh, so-and-so walked in front of a car. Oh, so-and-so drove off of a cliff. Oh, so-and-so jumped into the ocean, got ate up by a shark. Oh, so-and-so, you know. Some of you are thinking this could be science fiction. You know what? Maybe you should do some research. You go do some research. Go look at voice-to-skull technology. That's, again, that's all tied to frequency. You know, we're all, this is not that far away. This is the reality of what we're living in today. You could be zeroed in by your streetlights. You could be zeroed in by your cell phone. You can now, with the new concept of implanting microchips through vaccination programs. Why do you think they're so anxious, ready to jump into these countries that are undeveloped at this stage, unknowingly what's going on, implementing them with these chips? Say, oh, we'll give you a computer for your school. We'll equip a computer for everybody in your, but all we need you to do is get a vaccine. We're giving that away for free too. Oh, computers, education, and a vaccine. Wow, what a deal. See, we are too enlightened in the West here and in Europe. And nobody here trusts their government. Now, in other countries where they're not as developed and as evolved, it's easier to sway them with toys. They do it here too. Here, we'll give you a cell phone. Oh, you can take selfies. You can send pictures to your loved ones and friends. You can talk to people anywhere in North America, in Europe, whatever. Oh, and you can stay. You can be in in direct contact. You could be connected all the time. Won't that be lovely? All your friends being together all the time, just by the phone. And meanwhile, it's connecting to your DNA and your ID 2020 chip, and it's transmitting exactly where you are at any given point in time. You might have an accident. Your cars. Now we're talking about automated cars, autonomous cars. Cars that can drive without drivers. Wow. And they just so happen to access your ID 2020. Somebody hacks the system. Says, hey, we know where so-and-so is. They're in that car over here, and they're driving down to 401, and they're doing 110 clicks an hour. Oh, let's give the car a little bit more oomph. Oh, now the car is doing 180 kilometers an hour. Whoa, whoa, whoa. 112 miles an hour. Yeah, down the highway. Oh, we'll disengage the brake. Never know what hit him. Well, you'll never know what he hit. These are things that should make you go, You know. These are things that should make you think. How much technology do you want really in your life? You know. How much is it worth to you and your mental faculties and the stress levels? How much is this worth? How many of you are actually thinking about defending yourself against, you know, energy weaponry that can be shot from the sky? How many of you are even thinking in terms of what can we do about that? How can we protect ourselves so we're not victims of these assaults? What are you going to do if they decide to flood your area with this weather technology that they have? How are you going to survive this? What are you going to do about this? Again, I'm not here to cause fear or anxiety. I'm here to cause you to wake up and pay attention and to smell the coffee. because this could happen. Just because you're also in the mainland of America, let's say, and you're are in the middle of a desert in the Middle East, doesn't mean this cannot reach you. On the contrary, they can create the weather fronts required to flood your area. Doesn't matter where you live. So, I mean, this is what we better start thinking. We have an artificial entity, artificial intelligence entity, that's running this planet. It's controlling everything in this planet. Now imagine a rogue system, or a system that can operate on its own without the need of a programmer to program it, no controllers, nothing, running rogue, running wild, decides to access this technology and decides, well, we need to modify Detroit, we need to rescale it, rebuild it. We will cause some directed energy weapon assaults in certain areas, and then we'll flood the rest. And we'll kill the whole, and whoever dies, dies. That's how AI thinks. It's not a benevolent thing. You know, Elon Musk says, well, we better hope it's a benevolent system. It's not benevolent. It's neither benevolent or antagonistic. It is efficient. It looks at things from a perspective of efficiency. Doesn't give a shit about life. If it means this is what needs to be done to make certain things happen, guess what? You happen to be in the way, sorry about your luck, Chuck. Way it goes. That's the things we need to start really focusing on. We're talking about artificial intelligence, we're talking about nanotechnology, nanoinfections. Let's call these things what they are. Engineered nanoparticles are causing nanoinfections. Okay? Nanoinfections. All the brain issues, your Alzheimer's, your autisms, your Parkinson's, your lack of memory, your lack of focus, this is all tied to nano. All of it. I've been saying this, the research has been saying that, the research is coming out more and more about this. You know, not sure if they're listening to the program or not, but either way, it's validating what has been already said. You need to share these things with your friends. You gotta get them to start to think. Is having that damn cell phone worth the grief? Understanding the frequencies that we're being assaulted with, is this also worth the grief? Do we really need 5G for the cell phone? Or is the 5G or the 6G, because I'm saying the 6G is the one you really need to watch, is the 6G or 5G technology, is it for your cell phone or for your use, or is it for the military industrial complex to have another weapon pointed at civilization? Different societies, different sections of societies. You know, we have to take the bull by the head. Don't tell me you want to sit on your ass and say, oh, what can I do about it? You know what? When they take your ass out, I will not mourn you at all. In fact, I'll say good riddance, because you're nothing but dead weight. See, when I hear something like that, that's a program operating in a person. And I'm pretty hardcore when I say things like that, because this is the idea behind that is, not that I have a hate or have an evil intent, it's about the attitude. Still not waking up, still giving up. Okay, giving up and not waking up. See, waking up requires that you get off your ass. Waking up requires that you get aware and take the responsibility. And you know what? Whether you do or you don't, it doesn't matter. They're going to kill you one way or the other. At least if you're going to go out, you can go out with some resistance. Don't just lay there and just let them have it. You never know. You might be the one that might come up with the idea to neutralize some of this, or to give everybody the upper hand, not necessarily the upper hand, but a balanced hand, so that this doesn't just keep going. You might be the lawyer or the judge, or you might be the scientist, or you might be the whatever that has the ability to make the changes that's required. But being informed is the first thing, and taking action is the second thing. And taking action for the most part of you is to understand what you're dealing with. They are propagating all the time, because they're trying to push it really hard on the general population, that nanotechnology is going to be good for medicine. The nanoparticles can now kill cancer. Woohoo! They don't tell you that the nanoparticles can kill everything, not just cancer. So when we're looking at the whole scheme of things, what we're dealing with, again, don't just read one thing. Like I said, this is the problem with some of the old gurus way back. They're looking at things that 100,000 years ago. We're not in those days. We're in the current here and now. Tell me, 1,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago, was Australia getting hit with an energy-directed energy field? No. Was the genetically engineered crops being grown? As far as we know, no. Was AI systems running the planet at the time? Again, as far as we know, no. Were they spraying chemtrails in the sky way back in the day? As far as we know, no. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. And as far as we know at this point, no. So, then perhaps the remedies and the recipes of those times may not be applicable today because of what we're dealing with. And this is something everybody's going to have to face sooner or later. And one person say, well, shouldn't we go in baby steps? You ain't got time. You ain't got time for pablum. You ain't got time to be soothed with a soother. You don't have time to be, you know, playing tiddlywinks, watching television. Your due diligence is to start studying and becoming aware of what we're dealing with. The mission, as far as I can tell, is to get out of the shithole, the earth, out of here together. Only way out of this shithole is by helping each other get out together. Informing, working, and developing what we need in order to get out of this mess. You know, and the more they get involved, the better. Like I said, we talk about the negative aspect of vaccines, and now we're talking about using the vaccines again as a sort of form of bio-nano weaponry. You know, being implemented with technology on your inside where you cannot escape it. You can't run. You know, you cannot hide. It's what it is, what's going on. Now, here's another thing that I was looking at, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. They came up with this Japanese name called Hiki-Iki Komori. It's a condition they call for people who do not associate with society, who stay away from society, who isolate themselves. Now they're calling this a condition because, see, when you're not part of the society or the system, you're no longer integrating with the network that's there. As a result, now, you are bucking the system by being a loner. And you're bucking the system because now you're no longer being jacked in with everybody else. Because once you're around a lot of people, especially if they got cell phones, you basically become a hive mind. And once you become a hive mind, again, AI has an easier time reading you. But if you're an anomaly sticking out on your own, being away from everything, now they're giving you a condition. It's such bullshit. It's just unbelievable, the bullshit that they're, you know. And all of you will actually believe, oh yeah, I got that condition. Oh yeah. Leonardo da Vinci was a loner. He would be considered, he would have this condition of Hiki-Iki Komori. You know, look at the discoveries he made because he was by himself. Almost every inventor, including Tesla, was a loner. Maybe, perhaps, they don't want you to be alone so that you would wake up and see what's really going on and perhaps come up with an idea or an invention that can help turn the tide. I mean, going back to the beginning of the show, they've got you watching liars lying to create a scenario that makes it very believable. And I think as a result of what also has transpired in regarding to the Golden Globes, I don't think we're going to see movie stars or performers any longer. Now you can create a dramatization using AI technology to create a very, to simulate a lifelike entity or image to perform on stage. It's already writing music, it's already writing books, it's already doing a lot of things in the arts. That's next. And with the special effects and with the blue beam technology, which again pumped through your head, it's even going to be more realistic, more lifelike than the people you're watching now. And when we're looking at, like I said, the entertainment section, it absolutely has absolutely no authority or knowledge or any scope of knowledge on any given matter. What they do know is what they read off of a script, what they perform, what they are told to say, and how to act. They're directed right in front of you while they're putting out an ad campaign to convince you not to eat meat. Oh yeah, it's blah, 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 no meat, blah, 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 tofu, blah, blah, blah. You'll get all the pro. I mean, I was reading the other day. I couldn't believe what I was reading. It was like, what is this going on? They're now telling everybody that tofu doesn't cause estrogen dominance. The soy doesn't cause this. I'm like, really? This is how they are trying to assault the male population. Because it's the males that want the big muscles and the big, strong bodies. Oh, yeah, Now they got them eating soy and tofu, and before you know it, they're walking around, you know, with a wiggle and a jiggle. Wearing dresses, thinking, oh, I got in touch with my feminine side. No, you got in touch with your tofu side. Everything that has any foundation of reality or truth is now going to be challenged and distorted. And it's going to be up to you to face that down and to have information. Real information is going to have real impact and a real effect on what's going on. Don't be surprised that if your goofy guru doctors that you're following on the networks, through either the internet or the television, are going to come out and bullshit you with more bullshit about what's healthy and what isn't healthy. And they're going to say, well, this is a myth and this isn't a myth, blah, 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 because we have this for the research and we have that for the research. And you have to start questioning more than ever the research factor, like who is paying for this research, who is doing this research, and what do they have to gain from it. Nothing has changed in over 60 years, nothing, not a damn thing. I started doing the health food stuff when I was in my late teens, and the same old bullshit then is still going on today in this industry. It's all about manipulating people to believe whatever. And if you go back and you look at NIH, National Institute of Health, they have a database. Now that database is hokey at best, because that database was, a lot of that information was bought and paid for by corporations or people that had special interests to get their information in there as a research documentation so they could sell their product. Our research made the NIH, so we must have credibility with our research, so now you can buy our product and our product is safe. And you'll see over the course of time, and I heard this too from another goofy doctor guru, we got on saying that eggs and saturated fat was bad for you back, you know, in the 50s and 60s. Oh, you shouldn't eat eggs, you shouldn't eat milk. No, you shouldn't. Now you're dairy intolerant because you're eating all these grains and all this tofu. But back then, nobody had these kind of issues. So, oh, you got off it because of the cholesterol, the cholesterol, the evil cholesterol. Oh, I make a cholesterol drink every morning. Cream and eggs, and I get it in me. I got people doing it, and sometimes the feedback has been amazing. My body temperature's come back, I got energy, I got focus, I got endurance. Anyway, now that cholesterol, milk is bad, dairy's bad. Oh, no, you shouldn't eat dairy. Oh, it's coming from a cow. Oh, no, don't touch dairy. Now, they got you eating that tofu. Go have your soy milk. Have some almond milk. Hell, it's got thallium in it. Oh, you should eat your vegetables. Oh, yes. Now, for your homework assignment, go look up foods exposed to thallium. They were using it as a pesticide and a rodenticide for years. Now they finally supposedly quit using it. But people are still being exposed to thallium. Now, one of the ways you can get exposed, and again, I'm going back to the beginning, is you're buying kale and produce that's coming from countries like Mexico and South America through a free trade arrangement, and they're still using those things in their crops, you're going to get it. Way it is. Now, I live in Canada. Right now, in old Canada, you want to go to a grocery store to buy your produce, it's all coming from either Central America or South America. We don't know what they're doing down there. They're not regulated like up here. That whole free trade thing to open up the borders for food, what a joke. What a joke. It's all been about weaponizing everything. Everything. You being married, that's been weaponized. You being single, that's been weaponized. You eating orgasmically organic, that's all weaponized. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. Spending good money for the same shit that you could buy for half the price. You know. Go look up thallium. THALLIUM. And see how many foods have it in it. See what foods are being sprayed with it. Like I said, I also gave you the antidote in the next, and within the same link. So if you do get exposure, there's stuff you can do about it. But this is what I'm saying about the health food industry. You shouldn't drink dairy. Oh no, don't drink cow's milk. That's evil. That's environmentally not friendly because we're consuming cow's milk. Oh wow, that's just so anti. You know, go have your almond milk, it's got thallium, get your daily dose of thallium, go have some kale, get your daily dose of thallium, go look at some of your other cruciferous vegetables, get your daily dose of thallium. Someone was talking to me today about the thyroid. Now, all of you, pay attention here. These gumbies that they call doctors in this guru industry are pumping the use of cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, your cauliflower, your kale, your mustard seed, mustard greens, your turnips, your rutabagas, anything else from the cruciferous families, your Brussels sprouts. These things should not be consumed daily. What happens is, this is again what they do. They tell the women, oh, you can get cancer of the breast. Oh, we're going to save you. You just got to eat your broccoli every day. You got to eat your kale every day. You got to eat, make juices out of these things. Drink the juice, eat the stuff. Oh, you got to get it in you. Then you do, and you do it, especially with the juicing, with the high concentration of the thiocyanates in it, it wipes out the thyroid. wipes out the thyroid, just like soy. Now they got a lot of you vegans, oh, you should not, no dairy, no, blah, blah, blah. Get your almond milk and get your tofu milk, your soy milk, and your pea protein milk, and your rice milk. Get that milk in you. Soy also is a goitrogen. It too wipes out a thyroid. So what happens when you got two goitrogens attacking the thyroid? Guess what? You can kiss it goodbye. They don't tell you this. What they tell you is horseshit. Oh, we got this little pill here. It's going to protect you from getting cancer. Oh, yeah, you should buy the pill. Take 10 a day. Oh. It's what it is. It's the way it is. This industry is about money. They don't give a shit about you. Don't think that they are any different than the doctors in the medical field. They're not. Most of these companies are owned by pharmaceutical companies, so they don't care. They'll poison you with the health food industry, and they'll sell you the pharmaceuticals in the pharmaceutical industry. You got nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, both controlled by the same group, pharmaceutical industry. That's the way it is. That's the life in this reality. So if you want the truth, you're going to have to stand up on it for it. If you need to maintain the truth, again, you need to develop whatever you need to develop to keep you in the truth. You know, I always tell people, it wouldn't hurt to have a one-on-one with the Great One, and I am not referring to me, so we get that straight. I'm talking about God through Jesus. That's how I talk. I'm not here to, you know, take any glory or fame. There ain't no glory here, trust me. There is absolutely no glory here. To live in a world and to see our planet being wiped out, killed, and destroyed, and being renovated by technologies that shouldn't be here, is not something to say, oh, we're in glory. We are not in glory. We're in a war. That's what we're in. We're in a war. So like I said, to get through this war, it might not be a bad idea to have a one-on-one with a Great One. I'm again referring to Jesus through God, to God. That may get you through another day. Now again, I'm not a religious man, don't profess to be one, but I will tell you this. If you want to know what I'm talking about, get yourself a New Testament, read what Jesus had to say, understand what he was talking about, and try to adapt what he did. Emulate that. We're not under the Old Testament or the Old Covenant. We're under a new covenant. So my perspective is this. First, learn about the covenant that you have that's been given to you as a result of the blood that was shed so that you could have that covenant. That's where we stand. That's where we roll. Understand that. We're not under a covenant where we're sacrificing bulls and cows and sheep and goats and whatever. Not goats, sorry. Pigeons and doves. We are under a whole different covenant. Sacrifice was made, now we just have to grab onto it, you know. So read it. If you've never read it, if you're going to be critical and you've never read the book, then shame on you. You've read every freaking book out there. You've read newspapers, you've read porn magazines, you've read entertainment magazines, you've been to universities, you've read books, textbooks. You owe it to yourself to at least say you've read it and go by what and adapt it. Try it. Test it. Test, the Bible says, test all things, hold fast to what is good. Test what you're reading. Okay? You might find it may give you, what's the term? Relief, alleviation, inspiration. It may give you inspiration. Okay? It'll give you something that you won't get in any other aspect. Read what it says. You know, do what it says. Read it, understand it. Don't let anybody bullshit you with their doctrine or theology. I'm not telling you what to believe or how to believe it. I'm telling you to read it and see for yourself. Alrighty. Now, I have people that I associate with who are also active trying to make you aware of what's going on. You got Brian396 with his vids on the nanobiotech and the fooldosgoogle.com. Check him out. You got Brian396 with the dad and research on nanobiotech. He's at www.minds.com. Go check him out. You got Errol Mack. He's an activist activating on the YouTube channel. Again, go check him out. He's got all kinds of information there he's also promoting. And you've got me here at the Alternatives to the Alternative at augmentedforce.com. You got the directed do-it-yourself for protection and health on the BitChute channel. So if you go on www.bitchute.com, look up Independence, and you'll take you to that information. The link will be on the swell. Look at the videos that we've done on the YouTube. There's all kinds of remedies there that may help you. So again, help these guys out any way you can. Support them, give them your support, so they can keep on keeping on. Alrighty, I am going to let you go. I think I've bent your ear enough. So in the meantime, look at these links, look at this information, study it, share it. You know, don't allow yourself the luxury of assumption. You know, not a good idea. You might be surprised what you're assuming is true isn't. And what you're assuming is true may be the exact opposite. So you owe it to yourself, read, research, develop, experiment, and grow. All right, till the next show, to your health, eh? Take care.